Jason Cann's on the line for this First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
How'd you handle daylight savings springing forward an hour?
Well, I had said yesterday for morning people, I think that daylight savings time is an advantage because it keeps us up a little bit later at night. But I was still in bed before 9 last night, so I guess it hasn't changed me a whole lot. But
yeah. I had a funny story to share, but just real quick. At 7:30, my wife had gone to bed a little bit later, and so I went in yesterday morning singing Arise and Shine, and she's just like, that's not the song I would have chosen to be awakened to. And so then I went to... you know, this is the day the Lord has made. And she's like, how about something from this century? And then I went with a little song from Just Plain Fred, a YouTuber, which we played last week, which was Spring Forward, Fall Back, to which she said, that's a song. So that was my start to the day yesterday. So, interesting column. David French is a favorite of yours, and I appreciate him as well. And he's got the Dispatch, but he had a Sunday editorial yesterday. Cruelty is apostasy. Reflections on Beth Moore's departure from the Southern Baptist Convention. Beth's show, A Quick Word with Beth Moore, is heard twice daily between 9:45 and 9:50, and then between 6:15 and 6:20 at night. Your thoughts on this column?
Yeah, so, you know, as you said, David French, I think, is such an important voice right now. And he really speaks a lot of what I've been trying to say for the past 5 years. I think what many of us have been trying to say, that, you know, the conflicts that have been happening within evangelicalism, within the church, really seem to be not only related to matters of content or things we might disagree about, but the way in which we disagree. And, you know, I've been concerned for a long time that the way Christians are showing up in the public square is kind of ugly. And it was actually 5 years ago yesterday that you and I were on the radio talking about the 2016 election. And that was one of the big concerns I raised then. And so David French is saying a lot of those same things.
Yeah, and maybe one of the key paragraphs of the whole thing, Jason, I mean, in the heart of this, I mean, he says this: yet as I've read the debates about Beth's departure, I feel like something is missing. He says there's an important part of the story that's largely left off the table. In my view, he writes, the truly important emerging divisions in the evangelical church aren't just theological or ideological. They are, and maybe this is the key sentence in the whole thing, it kind of turns on. He says they're also dispositional and temperamental.
Yeah, I agree. And I had shared with you before we got on the air that that was the, I wrote that down in my journal, because I think you're right. That is such a key notion of what's going on. We've become such an angry, self-righteous, you know, I don't think that's all of us, but certainly the loud voices, that seems to be the case. Later on, he says, there's a tremendous yawning difference between humble and kind members of competing evangelical factions and the cruel and self-righteous gladiators in the public square. It's not merely or mainly the ideological differences that tear apart friendships. It's the knowledge, as my friend Russell Moore wrote recently, that every word from your mouth will lead to psychological warfare. And again, I think that's so much of what is happening.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the next paragraph. He says, and make no mistake, while Beth has experienced an avalanche of rage and hate from the right, there's no single church faction or ideological side that has a monopoly on cruelty. The spirit of the age declares that if you get the big things correct, your political ideology or complementarian or egalitarian theology, then cruelty, maybe you covered some of those, but it's just the idea that he makes this comment, cruelty is disobedience. And it seems like somehow, and maybe it has seeped in from the political world or political individuals that some have held in high esteem and said, well, they do it, and so I'm going to name call you and blast you, despite the fact that I may agree with the individual in question on the bulk of things. And so we've scrapped that idea that, you know, in essentials, unity, and non-essentials, love, and kindness, and in all things, love, right?
So. Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that, and it's so hard, I know, for me to not fall into that notion of becoming cruel in terms of how I engage with others, and it can show up in such insidious ways. And yet, you know, later on in this, David French, you know, comes back to the fruit of the spirit, right? Love, joy, yeah. peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And that seems to be so much missing right now in mm-hmm. so much of our public dialogue.
Maybe something to keep in mind that being kind is better than being right. More important.
Yes.
So there we go.
Yeah.
I think that's often forgot. All right. Well, tell you what, this is the song I initially tried to awaken my bride to yesterday. It's the Andrew Peterson rendition of Rise and Shine on WIB. And we've got Drew waiting on the line, our counselor, comedian, friend in the great state of Michigan. And Drew Frelick, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Mark. Hey. I love it. It's like a geography lesson in Wisconsin. I love it.
Exactly.
I'm learning
something. Exactly. Well, you were having
How
a good
you?
Time. Your son's 6-year-old birthday party yesterday. So this is part of what you got on your mind this morning.
Yeah, he turned 6, and so we did a superhero themed birthday party. You know, we had all the kids dress up and everything, and I made this scavenger hunt up. And what I did is I went online trying to figure out the 10 most popular superheroes. So there's this large survey that was conducted of 10,000 Americans.
So instead of just coming up with 10 off your head, you do the research. This is the counselor part of you. This is the
right?
research.
I'm like, I want to see some, like, hard data, you know. I'm like, what's the 10 most popular? So, you know, people can look it up. I don't even remember the website, but it's, you Google 10 most popular, it pops right up. Right?
Okay.
So I make up this scavenger hunt, and the kids, you know, these kids, they're just peppering me with questions. They're like, is this, I'm like, I found the list of the 10 most popular superheroes, and the kids immediately jump in. Is it DC or is it Marvel?
Yeah,
is
right, right.
Aquaman on
right.
the list? I'm like, kids, I don't know. You know, I sat at the cool table in high school. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, and so they're peppering me with this stuff. And so they had a great time. Now, the most popular superhero in America recently changed. I don't know if you can guess who it is.
Wow. Recently changed.
It used to be Spider-Man. I'll give you a hint. It used to be Spider-Man.
It's not
recently
anymore?
Recently changed. It's not anymore.
I don't know.
Can you guess who it is? Any ideas?
I mean, it's not Batman or Superman?
It is Superman. Okay.
Okay.
You got that.
All right.
Now, my next question is, and I don't know, maybe you want to have...
I know there's there was a new show at the end of... I haven't seen it, but I watched like a promotion... Like a new show, like Superman and Lois, it was on the CW. So, but that surprises me some. I don't know. I was always more of a Batman guy. How about you?
I prefer Superman, you know, Spider-Man. Sorry, I like
okay.
Spider-Man.
All right.
You know? Spider-Man, though, the thing is Spider-Man would never work. Like, he only works in the city. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You'd never have him, like, out in the countryside. All the buildings are, like, one story tall.
He's
he'd just end up taking an Uber everywhere to fight crime. You know
he's kind of limited. Yeah, yeah.
And so we did that. We did the scavenger hunt. It was a lot of fun. And then my other question to you, and maybe you want to have people call in. This could be part of the pledge. You know, you need to guess what is the most popular superpower Americans would want to have, according to 10,000 Americans. Do you have any idea what that would be?
A lot of times it's flying, but what is it?
Invisibility.
Okay.
Isn't that the
All
most
right.
like 2021
yeah.
thing you ever
yeah.
heard? You know?
Yeah.
Invisibility. So I don't know. So that all happened this week, and I'm kind of reflecting back on like what did my birthday party used to be like when I was 6.
I don't think your dad was doing the serious research on that. Probably. You know that you are.
My dad. I'd be surprised. I think there was a cake. You know. we didn't have all this intricate music and cake and superheroes, stuff like that. I don't know.
I know it.
Times have changed.
They
you
have.
Know what I mean?
The expectations, like, come on, you know, because they can reference so-and-so for their party. Their mom did such, their parents did that. So, anyhow.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got this big party. All the kids can see. You know, there's like 20 kids on our block, and they all watch each other and compare who's got what party and all this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly, exactly.
High pressure.
Exactly. Hey, great stuff, Drew. I know you're checking in with us before a busy day at the clinic, right?
That's right.
You call it a clinic, what you work at?
It's a clinic, yeah. I start in about an hour. Actually, last week I took the call from the clinic, so that's exciting.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I mean, in the humor, the balance between counseling and comedy, it keeps you sane, right? So
I get a good laugh in with you before the work week begins. So, yes, thank
Terrific.
You for that.
All right, you're welcome, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Drew, all right. Yes, one for one. All right. Here we go. The next one is up. Two for two. This is the big one here for Cliff. Oh, a little bit short on the third one for the triple. Ah. Yeah, bank the third is three out of four. Wouldn't you know it? And then finally, yes, okay. Four to five. And only that third one, Cliff. Ah, have mercy on me. Still got $12 out of you there, Spooner, for WIB Incorporated. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show this morning on WWIB. And not just Caleb and I, but we've got a special guest host who's starting off at least a couple of weeks with us here. And you'll meet the mystery guest at the end here.
We'll see how long she can put up with
us. Yeah, exactly. But one of the highlights for me over the weekend, and this shows some all of my 56 and a half years, I want to say I'm more than just a one recipe guy. My taco soup is my go-to.
True.
If you had a baby or you need somebody to make a meal, chances are that's what I'll bring, hopefully with some tortilla chips, maybe some sour cream. But wild rice soup, I like to make that. Made it seven consecutive Saturdays during the pandemic, so
yes.
Went back to that. Maybe watered it down a little more than I should have, but anyhow, I still have got a bunch of it to consume this week. And then stuffed peppers yesterday, which,
right on.
Again, that was fun, but there were four of them. Dawson and I split the difference. Nobody else wanted. I'm like, all right, you guys missed out. And here's the 56 years is because there was a third thing, but I can't seem to remember what it was. So racking my brain, feeling the pressure. How about your weekend? I think there was some birthday celebrating.
There were indeed. So we started off birthday weekend. We had Lily on Friday, so we celebrated Cooper's sixth birthday, which was on Sunday. We started it on Friday. Went to Tom and Jerry at Mycon Cinema. So
how'd you
really
think?
Enjoyed it, to be honest. I saw a preview for Raya and the Last Dragon, and I actually got a little bit of movie envy, and I'm like, maybe I should have tried that one. But the kids enjoyed Tom and Jerry very much. The concessions are always wonderful at Mycon Cinema, so we enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. There was lots of cotton candy and popcorn eaten. Saturday got a surprising number of our family all together for my dad's birthday, so able to celebrate his 57th birthday. And then
Happy
on
birthday.
Sunday, even more birthday partying for Cooper. So my stomach is very full, as is my heart.
You've had a little bit of cake, maybe, huh?
Maybe just a bit, so
okay.
That was great.
Mystery guest.
Yes.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I was had an unexpected delay in a hotel because my flight from Florida was a little stressful, but I just relaxed and enjoyed those tiny toiletries and came back all rested and
Did
ready
to go. Did you bring any of them with?
I'm a hoarder. I go to a basket and it's like, oh, there's the Hyatt, there's the Hampton Inn. I mean,
yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. All the best brands. Motel 6. Anything.
There you go. Start a collection. They'll probably be worth something at some point if toiletries are ever a form of currency. So
that's why I'm keeping them.
Very smart. So our mystery guest is Susan Jacoby. And Susan is joining us, and we're going to see how long she can put up with us. But if they're a family connection, so we have Kat often in from Fierce Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Kat is related to you, Susan. She is your wonderful daughter.
She's my baby. She's the youngest of four.
And now Kat told me before, she said, you guys seem to like me. She's like, you're not going to think I'm nearly as cool after you meet my mom, because she's so much funnier than I am.
She
so.
Said last
no
time,
pressure.
She said, you can talk about anything. And others who we've kind of let know that you're going to be starting with us, they said, everybody loves Susan.
Oh,
so.
Gee whiz.
It's not
okay.
A sitcom yet, but it could be.
There you go. Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. But, you know, I got to say, with all of the March hope and hoops going on and the promoting, it's MyPillow week. Somebody are running. Brian in Menominee went away with a MyPillow early on, so we got more to give away. And at the end of the week, a weighted blanket or a queen-size mattress topper.
Yes.
So those are both fantastic. We've got those in the Halverson house, I got to say, and we love both of them. But beyond that, it's Bellateria Pizza Day, and every pledger getting one of those. So we haven't hyped the... Make Us Laugh Monday, but let me get us started here on the jokes this morning. And again, we set the bar so low that you go, well, I can do a joke better than that at 396-1670. So here's my thought. Forget about storming Area 51. Let's find out where this extended warranty call center is and storm that place.
It's true.
Susan, what have you got next?
Do you know what the pen said to the paper?
What?
I dot my I on you.
All right, let's see. What can I... Oh, here we go. I know someone who is always late until his doctor recommended sleeping in an herb garden. Sounds odd, I know, but now he always wakes up on time.
There you go. You know, I
thank
kept...
you, Susan. Thank you.
I had a time joke that I left out. So it's
T-H-Y-M-E.
All right, well, you know, you guys... I mean, I had a busy weekend. I didn't mention this earlier, but I washed my car. But the problem was then I couldn't find it in the parking lot.
Well, this one's a little bit longer, but I hope it's worth it. Poor Mrs. Smith, she ended up in court again because she has the habit of, I don't know, taking a few things from the store that she shouldn't. And this judge is so compassionate. He says, we've tried everything with you, and I really don't want to sentence you to jail time. Okay, you stole a can of peaches, right? She said, yes, Your Honor. Well, how many peaches are in the can? She said, six. He said, all right, you'll get 6 days in jail. She goes, he said, why are you crying? That's so lenient. I also stole a can of peas.
There you go.
All right, let's see. I've got one more here. I hired a handyman, and I gave him a list. When I got home, I was disappointed to find that only items number 1, number 3, and number 5 were done. Turns out this handyman only does odd jobs.
That's funny.
That's all I have today.
We're good enough right there. 6 jokes that'll get you into your Monday and let you know you can do better than that. At 396-1670.
The WIB Wake Up Show. We're getting to know Susan a little bit more in about half an hour here on the
show.
She's
already guaranteed to stay because she laughs at your jokes. You know,
yes,
so.
Right? Very welcome. The WIB Wake Up Show, 10 before our weather update, 27 degrees. Caleb, Mark, and Susan Jacoby. And we wanted you all to get to know Susan a little bit as she's guest hosting with us for a couple weeks here, seeing if she can put up with us. And so,
I love how he says that.
Yeah. So Havel suggested, you know what? Normally, we've done this game called Rapid Fire. We did it with Jason Gray recently. We've done it with Senator Ron Johnson. We heard it on Top of the Hour News. Yeah. And so we thought we should bestow this great honor on Susan as well here.
Okay.
So here's what we do. We put 60 seconds on the clock and try to ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can, all of which can be answered in a few words or less. Susan Jacoby, are you ready? It only takes 60 seconds.
Yes,
I'm ready.
Don't freeze. Here we go. What's your favorite place to vacation?
Beach, water, any coast.
What's the last book you read?
Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey.
20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
20 below zero inside.
Go-to snack food?
Pizza.
What's your least favorite household chore?
Laundry.
What was your best subject in school?
English.
Favorite sports team?
Packers.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
What? No.
Yes.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
Yes.
What's a song you will always sing along to?
I know. Oh God, you are my God.
Awesome, guys.
Yeah, good. Favorite outdoor activity?
Tennis.
Best breakfast food?
Coffee with cream.
There you go. That counts as food.
You know, it's
just
interesting.
That simple.
The last one to do this was Jason Gray about a month ago.
He did not get through
nearly
as many
but
questions.
It was occurring to me, like, I don't know what the record is for most questions answered, and you took a while on the song question, but that was a lot. I think you got to double digits for sure.
We did get to ask you who your favorite superhero is, so bonus question, because I'm sure my kids will want to know.
Spider-Man.
Yes. Cooper, if you're up, buddy.
I guess.
She loves Spider-Man.
I guess I love talking about myself.
You know, that's funny. That came up this morning with Drew from Michigan. He said that did the research. His son just had a 6-year-old birthday over the weekend, like your son. And they did the research. Superhero, the number one superhero is now Superman has supplanted Spider-Man as the most popular superhero.
Really? Because Superman, like, he doesn't seem vulnerable unless you have kryptonite in your pocket.
No,
so
not relatable.
I like my superheroes to be relatable.
Me too.
I like them to screw up.
I was more
sometimes.
Of a Batman guy. So.
And he also said Spider-Man only works in the city, but I think you could put him. Can you imagine him? The rafters of the barn.
No,
rural Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I know. That was good.
He can do it all. Have faith.
Well, we have 3 great contests all ending on Friday or over the weekend. And so we already told you our Cabin Fever Scream Contest winner. Randomly drawn, Brenda Anderson from Holcomb. Congratulations to her. And now, by virtue of your votes, which dog and owner wins this year's Whipminster Dog Competition? It is Julie Erickson from Cumberland. Congratulations, Julie, with her wonderful dog, Sally. And if you looked up those on wib.com, Sally had her two-day-old puppy, Blueberry, giving some mommy dog snuggles and love there. And you know what? They won this one by a nice margin. Thank you for everybody who voted and supported. And Julie and her dog, Sally, are the winners.
Wow.
Have All we right. asked Susan yet? Do you have any pets in your home?
I have many pets. You can tell whenever someone rings the doorbell. Cacophony.
They're all coming.
Lots of dogs. A cat.
How many is Latsa?
Latsa is three. Three dogs.
Okay.
We're watching.
What are their names?
Well, we're watching my daughter Grace's dog, Dave. And then we have Clem, Clementine, root word clemency, forgiveness, so appropriate. And then we have Tip. Tip was a rescue from Florida.
Huh. Okay, well, there yeah. you go. See, we just have the one big dog, Arlo, who's a big lug. We're trying to figure out exactly. He wasn't 90 pounds. He's lost some weight, so he's Aww. Probably in the 75 to 80 pound. The vet said he needed to slim down a little bit. He's been doing a good job. But Cooper got a remote control car from Grandpa and Grandma for his birthday
nice.
Yesterday, and I'm just waiting to see how crazy Arlo gets when that remote control car, complete with flashing red and blue lights,
wow,
starts
he will be
flying up and down the
weight.
Kitchen floor. Yeah, interestingly enough, as I was driving in the darkness last night, Cooper turned his car on, and he was sitting in the captain's chairs, kind of in the middle of our minivan. And remember, the car has flashing red and blue lights. And so all of a sudden, I saw those in my periphery.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what did I do?
Oof-da.
Guilty conscience.
Just had a kid. That's all. Well, we've got four in studio right now. We have Mark, we have Susan, and Matt Selvig joins us, the other half of M&M's in the Morning.
Yes,
courtesy
dude.
Of Belcheria. And great
Brel.
To have you back in. And you've got goodies for us later on. You've got goodies for every pleasure
yeah.
today. And yeah, thank you guys for sponsoring today of Hope and Hoops. And thank you for shooting so I don't have to.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an honor to be here once again this year. I love this time of year. We're just actually, Helman and I, just looking at the 2021 little tournament bracket. This is going to be a fun time. It's a great month, so excited to get in here and do some shooting today. We'll see how we can do. Of course, yeah, Bellatoria, you were mentioning it, talking a little bit about the pizza. That's one of our many brands that we've got, along with the Brewpa, Lots of Matza, Orv's, Roma, etc. Pizza Corner as well. And today, we're talking about the new sweet potato crust
right
pizzas
mm-hmm.
and our new cauliflower crust pizzas.
This really gets the attention. So many people on the keto diet plan,
yeah.
and but they go, oh man, I can't eat pizza because of the crust. And you
yep.
guys are responding.
Yeah, that's what we've been hearing that same thing, Hal, for months, actually, probably even years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks are saying, hey, we're trying to cut down, maybe get that flour out of our diet or whatever the case may be, and or carbs, etc. And so, yeah, we responded. We came up with this product that I actually just had the sweet. Or no, I'm sorry, not sweet, but the Thai chili chicken
okay.
on the sweet potato crust. I had that last week when I did a podcast with Chris Cruzy, so that
sure.
was fun. And then we
Name
did
dropping.
The, yep, we did the the cauliflower crust. We've got a buffalo chicken
right
and
on.
A chicken Alfredo in the cauliflower crust. And
oh.
both of them are just absolutely fantastic. So
yeah.
look forward to bringing those in for lunch for you guys today. But we're going to give away some coupons to any of the pledgers so you can use those coupons on the sweet potato crust or the cauliflower crust pizzas.
So it's a free pizza with each coupon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep,
wow.
You'll be able to get that. And right now, I know for sure that we've got the sweet potato crust and the cauliflower crust available at Woodman's. So
sure.
we'll have to check around. I think probably Festival and other
yeah.
local grocery stores have them as well. Some of the smaller grocery stores and maybe some more of the smaller communities might not have them quite yet because we're just rolling them out. But yeah, give those a shot. They are dynamite. You're going to love them.
And all of right. course, a pizza party on the line too. At the end of the day, all the pledgers, somebody's going to have a chance to win not one, not two, but five pizzas.
Wow.
Yeah. And one other thing too, along the Bellatoria line, we have a sweet potato breadstick.
Really?
Yeah. So
what?
Man, I may need to bring those in too for you guys. Susan,
that
sounds
too good to be true.
Well, it is true.
Wow.
I am dropping truths today,
there
Susan.
You go. So Matt is shooting in about 2 minutes here. So if you want to get in a last-second pledge at 715-396-1670, every single pledger getting hooked up with that Bellatoria coupon to get maybe try one of those new pizzas. So every single pledger gets that. So everybody goes away a winner today, which really fits the modern era.
Absolutely. And if you're not interested in the sweet potato crust or the cauliflower crust, that's okay. You You can use the coupons on any one of our varieties of Bellatria. We've got the
we've got the
pan. Yeah, the pan crust, the breakfast, yep, the Sunday brunch. So you can use it for whichever pizza you want. But today we're just kind of featuring those two pizzas.
All right, so a chance to win a pizza party at the end of the day. Havel, let's see if we're remembering all these prizes. Chance to win a pizza party at the end of the day.
Nice.
Every single pledger gets a Bellatria coupon for whatever pizza they'd like. Also, every single pledger entered to win a MyPillow. So we've got one of those that we're going to give away before 9 o'clock as well. So yeah, sleep well after. Here's the thing. You fill your belly with pizza and then sleep well with a MyPillow as
Perfect duo.
Susan was kicking herself going, this was the wrong day to start. She's like, man, I could be home listening, getting in all the contests.
Well, and let me just tell you too, that's what happened this morning was I was so into my sleep that I missed Helva's shift and missed the shooting. So
be like Mike. Now you can be like Matt. We're going to hook you up with that MyPillow.
Exactly.
And don't forget, everyone who pledges all throughout the week entered to win your choice of a MyPillow prize, either one of their wonderful new weighted blankets. I was just enjoying that over the weekend as well. You can get one of those, or you can get a MyPillow 3-inch mattress topper as well. So lots and lots and lots of prizes. You have 2 minutes, 715-396-1670, 396-1670, if you would like to pledge for Matt Selvig Shooting for Hope and Hoops. And guys, before we go to our break here, I just want to give a shout out to Jump River, the community of Jump River. We got a whole family pledge.
Nice.
Dad Jeff pledges $20. Mom Crystal pledges a $20 flat pledge. And how about the wonderful children? Penelope, she's 15 years old, $20 flat pledge, her own money. Evelyn, 13 years old, $20 flat pledge, her own money. JoJo, 10 years old, $20 flat pledge, his own money. They love Adventures in Odyssey, which is one of the programs that's made possible by these pledges, by these this giving. So thank you so much, guys. That's wonderful.
That's great.
That's wonderful. And we just want to keep the legacy going. Thank you so much for supporting during this fundraiser. Matt, we'll let you warm up if you want, or you can go in cold. But folks, you've got 2 minutes left, 2 minutes, and then we're doing Hope and Hoop.